Now, Democratic presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren unveiled a plan yesterday that would provide free or low-cost childcare to all American families. According to the Massachusetts senator's proposal, the plan would be paid for by a tax on the country's wealthiest citizens. There are also plans from both parties in Congress looking to help with the childcare issue. Our next guest is here to talk about how universal childcare could impact families and the economy as a whole, and what the childcare scene looks like here in Wisconsin. Ruth Schmidt is the executive director of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association. Ruth, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we're not going to spend too much time on the specifics of Elizabeth Warren's plan, but what was your reaction to this idea when it was proposed yesterday?
So I think the best possible reaction to this is that there are candidates that are at least raising the issue of childcare as a critical support that's needed in our country. I think this is something that both parties have talked about in terms of wanting a bipartisan solution to what's going on with low-income working families, working families with young children, and I think it is just a good sign that we're seeing a presidential candidate early in the process, at least coming forward with suggestions and getting it on the table and raising it as an issue for us.
When you look around Wisconsin, what kind of challenges do you see families facing when it comes to accessing childcare?
So I think the primary thing to consider in Wisconsin is twofold. One is affordability of care, and one is accessibility of care. And so we know in Wisconsin that over 54% of our population lives in what's considered to be a child care desert, essentially saying there's not enough child care. So there's not enough care to care for children under the age of five whose parents are in the workforce. So I think that's a critical issue, and there's lots of reasons that we have a shortage of child care in Wisconsin. The flip side of that is looking at the cost of care. And so if you are fortunate enough to find high-quality care, the affordability issue is also significant. And so, for instance, right here in Madison, if you're looking for infant care, you are likely looking at a price tag of $16,000, $17,000 a year. So that's just for one infant. And so we have this tension between families' ability to pay for care, which is really expensive, and it's also very hard to find care because of a shortage in the industry right now in Wisconsin.
And it seems like there's a paradox. We talk about the high cost of child care for families, but then not terribly high-paying jobs in many cases for the people providing that care. Can you talk about that side of the story?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So my association, one of the things we do is research on the workforce. And the most recent workforce study that we did and was released in 2016, we did it with COWS through the University of Wisconsin. So that study showed that for individuals that work in early care and education programs, so child care programs, family child care programs, with an associate's degree, the median income is $10 an hour. And so I think it's not a hard leap to make that at a time when our economy is really strong, there's no shortage of jobs available, to keep people with an education, to keep them employed in childcare, which is often their passion, it's what they love doing, it's what they're very good at, they've studied it, they understand child development, they know what developmentally appropriate care for young children looks like, but we're paying them $10 an hour. And so we hear story after story across the state of childcare programs who lose a teacher to the convenience store down the street. We heard a story about a childcare center that had to close a classroom because their lead teacher took a job at the local bakery, earning probably about $4 an hour more. And so I think the challenge is we have this workforce that's educated, They're doing the best for our children, and the pay structure is so compressed and so low that we end up with a turnover rate in this field that exceeds 35%. And so what that means is that in the average child care program in a classroom, 3 out of 10 teachers are going to leave that program within the course of a year. And so it's a churning. Child care programs need to be hiring people all the time and training people. That's expensive. And so it's a real conundrum in terms of finding ways to retain this workforce so that we can provide the best possible quality of care for Wisconsin's young children.
We're talking to Ruth Schmidt, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association, about child care in the United States, proposals for universal child care coming out in the presidential race now. Ruth, can you point toward a model, a local, state, national level, whatever, of a program that might point toward a road to success when it comes to child care?
So I think there's certainly elements of what Senator Warren has proposed. I think there's a lot of really good things in the Child Care for Working Families Act, which is has sponsors from Senator Murray and Representative Bobby Scott, and has had a lot of play in the in our national legislature. And I think there's a lot of really good elements there. And I think, optimistically, I would like to see that that we continue to be able to grow bipartisan support for these types of policies. I do think it's worth noting that there are some programs in place here in Wisconsin that help to support this workforce. So in Wisconsin, we have a program called REWARD, which is a wage supplement program, and it pays cash. It pays cash benefits to individuals who have worked in this field for a certain period of time and achieved a certain level of education. So it's a way to retain people working in this field and to say, thank you for the years of service. We want you to stick around. There's also the Teacher Early Childhood Scholarship Program, which covers about 75% of the cost of credit-based tuition, books, fees for people who are working in the child care field and need to improve their education in order to better support their program that they're working in and the kids and families they're caring for. Recently, we have started a shared services network in a rural community in Wisconsin, in Vernon County. Shared services networks allow child care programs to recognize economies of scale by coming together to look at purchasing, sharing resources, potentially sharing staff as a way to ultimately bring down the costs of what you have to pay for in running a program so that you can direct more of your revenues towards your staff as a way to try and raise wages. So I think there are some good things that are happening. But the bottom line is families are tapped out. Not many young working professionals with children who are in child care can make ends meet needing to pay for expensive child care expenses. And so I think this is at its crux, it's also a critical issue for our economy. So you have businesses that are leaving jobs vacant for in excess of 3 months because there may not be available child care in their communities so that they can hire people into job vacancies. We know stories of employers who have had high-paying positions that they're recruiting for, and they can't offer the job because these individuals say, point me in the direction of your highest quality care. And in some of our really rural communities, there just isn't any that even exists. So it's a really challenging issue for families, for people who work in this workforce, for employers who are trying to employ people and provide goods and services to the citizens of Wisconsin.
We're talking to Ruth Schmidt right now, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association. She's with us to talk about the challenges of finding affordable childcare and possible solutions from the federal level on down. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you or your family been in the situation of having it be cheaper to cut working hours in order to take care of kids rather than paying the cost of childcare? Have you had trouble finding childcare, affordable quality childcare in your neck of the woods? Do you provide childcare? What do things look like for you? And as an employer, have you had trouble filling jobs because of this lack of access to childcare? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation about the idea of universal childcare with Ruth Schmidt. She's the executive director of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you had trouble finding childcare that you can afford, or have things worked out pretty well for you? If you work in the childcare business as a provider yourself, can you talk about what you see in your industry, the pay, the working conditions, the availability of help for parents? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Ruth, you mentioned Vernon County and projects there to help in that rural community. Is this something where it's going to be hard to find a one-size-fits-all approach that's going to work in Vernon County and Milwaukee and the Fox Cities and all points in between?
So I think that if you look at models of shared services, which is something that many business leaders use, shared service models, it is something that can work in rural communities. It's something that can work in large urban communities. And so I think there are solutions that I don't want to say are one size fits all. But the beauty of Wisconsin is that you have local communities that are already working to address this issue, that are trying to come up with their own solutions. And so I think tweaking models, thinking through in rural Wisconsin, you're not going to have childcare programs that maybe are located in a densely populated area. And so you might have to address how to provide shared services to them differently. But I do think that that type of a model holds promise for this industry overall. It's a model that's being done in probably about at least 24 other locations around the nation, and in some cases has been wildly successful at bringing down turnover and at supporting programs in their ability to stay open and continue to provide services to their communities.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Jim is with us in Sturgeon Bay. Jim, hi.
Hi, I'm just calling to kind of give the opposite side of the coin view on this whole situation. I and my wife did not have children because we thought we would not be able to supply the best possible care, education, and everything else for them. But now, since we haven't done that, we're supporting people like these people who want to have more kids and get better jobs and figure out a way to have their children having daycare, and people who are on welfare or mothers having children just to make a career change out of making money off of the AFDC and things like that. I think these people who are making the decision to have children, maybe somebody should stay home and not work and take care of their child.
Jim, thanks a lot for the call. I want to bring Ruth in on that. Jim worried that basically he would be subsidizing people who didn't make the same decision that he and his family made, Ruth.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's an interesting point to bring up. Families obviously need to make the decisions that are best for them. But I do know that especially in most of our rural communities, we have a real issue with an aging population in Wisconsin. And actually, we are not sort of keeping up with what we need to replace workers. And so if you look at this as an issue in terms of how do we also best prepare to meet the needs of an aging population in the future, and not even that far down the road, being able to have children enter school ready to learn so that we don't have to invest in remedial education getting kids into high-quality early ed programs has shown over and over again that the return on investment in terms of having a future workforce, in terms of education savings, in terms of lower rates of incarceration, higher rates of home ownership, less dependency on public assistance down the road. I think there's so many benefits that come from an investment. And I also want to clarify that, for instance, right now in Wisconsin, the state puts a very small amount of money into supporting the cost of childcare. The primary dollars that come to Wisconsin to support kids who are cared for through our Wisconsin Shared Subsidy Program is federal money that comes to Wisconsin through a block grant. And the use of that program has declined significantly in the past 5 or 10 years. Probably less than 15% of eligible families are even using this subsidy program. So I understand the caller's concern, but I really want to frame that right now the entire system is purely funded through private pay on the backs of working families. And one could argue that that's really okay, or one could argue that in order to ensure that we have a prepared workforce for tomorrow and that we have a supported workforce today where people don't have to worry about what kind of care are my kids in, it's really important to increase this investment.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We're talking with Ruth Schmidt from the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association about the availability or lack of availability of child care in Wisconsin and around the country. Ruth, as I understand, Senator Warren's plan for people under a certain income level, their child care would be paid for. The next tier of people, they would have to pay, but it would be capped at 7% of their income level. What do you think of that idea of kind of a upper ceiling for people, maybe up into lower middle class ranges?
Yeah. So in the current block grant, in the child care development block grant regulations, right now the feds really are trying to keep it at families not needing to spend more than 7% of household income on child care. But the bottom line is we are so very far away from that model right now. I know in the Child Care for Working Families Act, which is, again, a bill that's been introduced, it's slightly different. They're looking at families that are at 150% of poverty not needing to spend more than 7% of household income. I think I would absolutely support that we need to have ways to cap the amount of money that young families are expected to pay into a system of care and education. And I think it's important to remember that we do have a very solid system of public education in Wisconsin. We pride ourselves on our system of public education. It's not a significant leap to go from saying it's important for us to support school-age children to saying it's important for us to support healthy development of all of our children.
Briefly, Ruth, in our last minute, passing something at the federal level is sometimes easier said than done. Are there small steps that you think Wisconsin could be taking in the meantime?
I do think there's steps that Wisconsin could be taking. I think that Wisconsin already has a four-year-old kindergarten program that is funded through school funding formula. If that funding formula follows the child and can also be used in public, in community-based child care programs, I think that's an important model to look at. So if, as a state, we move towards more four-year-old kindergarten or longer four-year-old kindergarten days, to be able to use that money to support children in community-based settings, which ultimately helps support an entire system of care for children, I think that's something. I think that Wisconsin can certainly consider putting more money towards a wage supplement program out of their block grant so that we have a mechanism for supporting more directly the workforce. I think that's a good thing to consider. I also think that the state should be considering raising the subsidy rate that it does pay for low-income working families that have children supported on the SHARES program.
And we'll have to leave it there. Thanks to Ruth Schmidt, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association. She joined us for a look at child care, accessibility and affordability, and some policy options at the national level and here in Wisconsin as well.